The lives of firefighters are filled with traditions that recall the long history of the profession. But there are few that inspire the broad range of emotions, like the music of the bagpipes and drums. WFIU's David Wood visited Bloomington, Indiana's fire department headquarters, where the walls echo with a sense of pride and a little encouragement.
This morning's training session at the Bloomington Fire Department HQ sounds a little different.
We must be missing them or something.
Sitting at tables on the third floor are several of the fire service workers that make up the department's new pipe and drum corps. They're being instructed by Yuli Morrison, a piper from the South Indiana Pipes and Drums. Each one holds a long, black, plastic instrument. This is their practice chanter, the melody pipe on bagpipes. They'll learn the fundamentals of playing the pipes on these chanters, from the basic tunes to the intricate ornaments, before moving to a full set of pipes, including the bag and drones. This scene is a result of several years' work by one local firefighter.
My name is Rob Stump. I'm a battalion chief with the City of Bloomington Fire Department. I've been with the department 11 years, the last seven of which I've been the training officer for the department. And I've been a bagpiper for about 3 years now. And our new pipe and drum corps, if you will, is about a year old now. I have approximately 10 of us. It's funny, as soon as I started playing, I started emailing the membership. And last May, I came back from a symposium down in Louisville, Texas, that was a weekend-long honor guard symposium with a focus on pipe and drum corps in the fire service. And I came back pretty jazzed up about it. So I sent out an email, and it was probably the third or fourth email that I'd sent out asking if there was anybody on the department interested. And I can remember the subject line of the email was, "If at first you don't succeed." And essentially the text of the email was, "I'm going to continue to send these emails out until somebody says something, one way or another." Initially, I got a lot of statements from members that said something to the effect of, I'd like to, but I don't have any musical talent whatsoever. And I said, "Guys, you're barking up the wrong tree. I've never played an instrument before. I still, to this day, really can't keep time very well. I learned finally to read music after about a year of playing. So not having any musical ability has not really been an excuse that works well. So my hats are off to the 10 that we have that are working diligently, and I hope that it pays off in the way of some really good times down the road."
And good times are indeed a part of their mission. In addition to their role in mourning the loss of their comrades, the pipers are tasked to celebrate the lives of those in the service that remain.
Chief Lasky from Louisville always said it's important that we honor firefighters, police officers, and emergency medical workers while they're here. We've always done a bang-up job. We are known for throwing a funeral. We can do it like nobody else. But how about we celebrate and tell somebody and communicate to those people how important they are when they're actually here, when they can hear us instead of after the fact?
The pipers literally wear their commitment to those who serve and have served. Their kilts are decorated with the family tartan of the first Bloomington firefighter to die in the line of duty, former Fire Chief Clarence Strain. Strain was struck by a train at 6th and Morton Streets in 1925 while responding to an alarm. So in looking for a tartan, the pipers didn't have to go far. While doing research on Chief Strain, they found an even more profound message in his family crest.
There's a Latin phrase on our crest that says, "Non timeo, sed cavio," which translates roughly to never fearful, but always cautious. And I thought, my God, this guy must have been destined to be a firefighter. That's our bread and butter. That's what we do. We have to educate ourselves about the risks that are inherent in our job. But we can't really show fear in the face of what we do for a living. But we also have to be mindful that this is just not blind commitment to dangerous work. We have to be cautious about what we do as well. So I thought it was pretty fitting.
Then Rob related a story that, for him, gets directly to the heart of why he pipes and why he was so passionate to see the Bloomington firefighters' pipes and drums started. While at the conference in Louisville, Texas, all 30 pipers played a tour of several local restaurants. At their final stop for the night, they finished their set of tunes and the pipe major made an announcement.
"We're firefighters from all over the country. We're here in town to celebrate the service that firefighters provide and to learn how to play better so that if we ever honor our fallen, We can do so appropriately. And the last tune that we'd like to play for you before we go is Amazing Grace. I'd ask that anybody wearing a cap, please take off their hat. If you've got a drink, raise your glasses. This is for all of the brothers and sisters that have ever given their life in the line of duty. And so you start in with a single piper playing Amazing Grace, and then at the end of the first measure, if you will, 30 other pipers and drummers come in, and it's unbelievable. The sound is enormous. And as I'm playing, I'm looking around the crowd, and there were at least two people that were openly weeping. In the middle of a restaurant, they're crying. I didn't stop and ask them, you know, why does this tune have the impact that it has upon you? But I knew I was onto something. When you play a musical instrument and it has that kind of effect on people, there's something to it. It's pretty profound.
WFIU's David Wood spoke with Battalion Chief Rob Stumpf. The Bloomington Fire Department pipes and drums will make their next public appearance on May 2nd as part of the 2009 Bloomington Pumper Pull and the first ever May Day Battle of the Badges. You can find out more about how the City of Bloomington has supported Bloomington Pipes and Drums and see a slideshow of the pipers at our website, wfiu.org/artworks.